brassy bands, wedding organs, and a rooster's crow. Those are among the sounds woven together into the music of the group Balkan Beatbox. The band calls its songs globalized urban mashups. The three members of Balkan Beatbox were raised far from the Balkans, but percussionist Tamir Muska traces the band's inspiration to a childhood that amounted to a musical potpourri.
Me and all my friends, I would say 90% of us are first generation in Israel, which means my best friend's parents were from Iraq, Egypt, Poland, Romania. And I would go to one day to my friend's house when his mom played Iraqi music, and the next day to a Russian place when his parents played Russian music. And so kind of confusing, but kind of beautiful as well.
2, 3, 4.
The band came together when Tamir Muska met fellow Israeli saxophonist Ori Kaplan across the world in New York.
The thing about New York, and we've both lived there more than a decade and a half, eventually you want to find what makes you special in New York, because there's so many really talented people. Eventually, I think for both of us, what made us stick out is our heritage.
Exactly. I mean, we always say this band wouldn't happen without New York City. Think about it politically as well. In Israel, unfortunately, you can only get Middle Eastern music that is Jewish-oriented. If you want to get to the Muslim part of things, it's just, you know, there's no way. To really meet the people, that actually happened in New York.
Though for Balkan Beatbox's latest album called Blue Eyed Black Boy, the band took the music to its namesake, the Balkans. The idea was to get the ethnic musicians who'd inspired them to record the music that Ori Kaplan and Tamir Muscat had composed. This involved flying to Serbia and meeting up with an orchestra of Roma musicians, Roma being the people long referred to as gypsies, and getting those Roma musicians to the recording studio in Belgrade meant a long journey from a little village.
They went into their, you know, chitty chitty bang bang van and with our instruments without cases and came out, all of them, and we greeted them.
And it was really interesting, the whole walk. First of all, we didn't speak the same language. I mean, we just kind of a lot of hand signs, and we had a translator. But when you make music, it, you know, you don't really stop to translate anything. So you just started making up your own language, and it worked really nice. It was actually amazing because we will play them one melody, and they'll play it, you know, their style, and argue that this is the right way to do it. I mean, all happened with this, with much fun, yeah. But studio champions like us took all these files back to our room and then screwed around with it upside down and made, you know, our own tricks with it.
You know, there's one tune that came out of this that I'd like to play now. It's called My Baby. I'm wondering, when we just had this conversation about how these musicians came back to you with their versions of things, is there anything in this piece that would illustrate that?
That actually is the perfect piece for the story, because we had a melody that was very similar, but not the one you're hearing. They decided that a few tones should be different. It just reminded them of something else, and they started arguing with Ori that it's not the way he wrote it. It should be different.
Like, it just wasn't supposed to be that way.
No, Ori is wrong, basically.
You also worked with a singer who performs a type of singing that I gather is popular in Eastern Europe, Svetlana Spajic. Tell us about that song.
It's called
Lepa Mare.
Lepa Mare, and it means beautiful Maria. And it's a traditional kind of love song from the Serbian minority that lives in the mountains in Croatia. Of course, we completely brought it into our own aesthetic, so it sounds very different the way we did it.
We're talking to Ori Kaplan and Tamir Muscat of Balkan Beatbox. The last song on this new CD is called War Again. Is it, in fact, about the state of affairs in the place that you grew up in, Israel?
War Again, I would say, is a song that speaks, yes, to your question about where, how we grew up. We grew up in constant wars. I mean, it's kind of crazy if you even leave the reasons aside. Just the fact that you grew up in this kind of thing. And when we have a platform like Balkan Beatbox, which is a reflection of our lives, then politics gets in. There's just no way around it.
The beat there is a, I hate to say it like this, but it's a danceable song.
The problem sometimes with hitting such an issue like politics, definitely when we talk about wars and stuff like this, is that it usually comes out kind of aggressive and it really turns people away from listening, I think. And in a way, for us talking about such a subject with maybe a twang of brightness, if you would say, is this is Balkan Beatbox, you know, this is us as people.
You know, we have like a live show. We have 10,000 people clapping their hands, singing, "Gonna get war again, gonna get war." And the idea is everybody knows this is the reality. What we can do now is get together here and, you know, clap our hands and dance together.
Ori Kaplan and Tamir Muscat of Balkan Beatbox. Their latest album is called Blue Eyed Black Boy, and their U.S. tour kicks off this week. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.